Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Hankook DynaPro AT2 Extreme. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Don't miss your chance to win $25,000 tonight on the Fox Bet Super 6 app, where players have won over $5.5 million. Scan the QR code, download the app, and pick the outcomes of 6 NBA games for your chance to win. It's free to play.
Milwaukee's at the Knicks tonight. I think I may just have to watch that. Oh, that's interesting.
Also have Heat Lakers
Miami
tonight.
At the Lakers. Is LeBron playing yet?
He is out all week.
Oh, well, then forget it. Miami's going to whack him. But Miami's got a couple guys out too, don't they?
I'm going to the game tonight.
Oh, you are? Oh, Little Miss special NBA ticket. Did you get a good seat?
Yes.
You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. You love the NBA. You're a prominent member.
I don't go to a lot of games.
No, but wait, you should take care of yourself. Where'd you get the tickets?
I am not taking care of myself. I'm being
Where'd you get the tickets?
A friend of mine.
You know, you should call Jeannie Buss. Do you know her?
I've met Jeannie many times.
Oh, my gosh,
I don't.
She's
great. I can't call Jeannie and ask her for tickets.
We should get Jeannie on the show.
Yeah, we should.
And I will cordially invite you. Jeannie's great.
Jeannie has done an incredible job with that organization.
And somebody that, despite her upbringing of wealth and all this, is so relatable and so down to earth. And anyway, congrats, Jeannie. You just got a bunch of publicity there. Okay, so we were saying this last week, is that sometimes there's these big games, like people watch the Cowboys game. It was awful. And then people watch the Chiefs-Packers game. And you're thinking, you got to watch that game. And we did because we wanted to see Jordan Love. But the games last week that were fantastic, the Bolts and the Eagles in Philadelphia was great. And the game that I talked about Monday, and I said, it's too bad most of America, you know, because you watch the game that's presented in your market. Schlereth did the Vikings-Ravens game. And if you were a Ravens fan, it was maddening. You felt the whole game you were better, and you fell into a hole. And let's bring on Mark Schlereth, because it went into overtime, 34-31, and I just was completely entertained. But here's what's interesting. There was a narrative on Lamar Jackson a year ago. He can't come from behind. Well, he's done it 4 times now in the fourth quarter. So where are you seeing, because I think you've been a fan of Lamar, if I recall, but you have some questions. Where are you seeing growth, Mark, from Lamar Jackson?
You know, it's funny, when you prepare for a game, there's always some things that you go in that you think are going to happen or that you think you know, and then you study and you're like, huh, you know what? I didn't really realize that. Lamar Jackson is more of a pocket passer than you think. Like, the Baltimore Ravens run so much, especially on early downs, seven-step drops, seven-man protections, get two guys, three guys out into the route. That's what they do. And Lamar has become a downfield thrower. Routes that take time to develop. Yep. Deep in-cutting routes, deep over routes. Routes that you have to layer the football. You know, you have to get it over the underneath coverage in front of the safeties. He throws it deep exceptionally well, better than I think I thought before I went into that game to study the game. He's far more of a drop-back passer. You know, you think about like the West Coast offense where you run the fake handoff boot keep stuff and you eliminate – you know, half the field, you've got this linear progression and it's, you know, a half field read or a quarter field read. That's not the Baltimore Ravens. Man, they drop him back.
Yep.
And they have him full field read. And he's pretty damn good at it. Now he started off the game, against Minnesota where he wasn't very good. He wasn't very accurate. He missed some throws, but as time went on, he just got better and better and better throughout the course of that game. But I was shocked how much full field read and how much seven-step drop they run in Baltimore for Lamar Jackson. It was really one of the things that I looked at the game and said, man, I didn't realize that going in, and I'm much better having studied it now to see exactly what they're doing.
Okay, so you have Bucks Washington. So as you always do after a game, you fly home to see your beautiful family, and you're already looking at the Washington film and the Buccaneer film. So Washington, to me, is talented, but they're not special and consistent at quarterback. That's pretty easy read. But they got players. But Tampa's interesting because it is funny how Brady's been marvelous except against the Saints. And I want to ask you about this because I'm sure Elway had one of these. I remember when I was a kid, Mark, the Raiders were great. But the Seahawks, they owned them. They would go up as world champions to the kingdom and a 500 or worse Seahawk team. It was something about Jim Zorn. They couldn't guard Steve Largent. There are moments in time where a team's got a great player's number, and maybe it happened with Elway. But when you watch Tom against the Saints, they clearly give him a lot of trouble, right? You can see it, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it has been that way. There have been turnovers. You know, pass rush-wise, they've been able to get to Tom Brady. I think that when you look at DeMario Davis and the difference maker that he is in the run game, he's just such a good player. And then they've been able to jump routes and create picks. And so they've done a really good job with that. Credit Dennis Allen, their defensive coordinator. They've done that. But, you know, you walk away from that game, studying that game, and you look at just the weapons. I mean, I will make a compelling case, and I'll argue with anybody. There is not one better built football team, offensively anyhow, than the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They are loaded. They've got four, five wide receivers that are big-time players. They've got three running backs that can flat-out play. They've got, you know, they've got a cabinet full of tight ends. I mean, they've got O.J. Howard. They've got Gronk. They've got Brady. They've got a bunch of guys that can really play. And they can personnel you to death. They can get into, you know, they can get into spread. They can get into heavy. And I think their offensive line, vastly underrated, one of the top two, three offensive lines in football. So this team is loaded. They are stacked on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, they're great, too.
Yeah. So I always ask you a Broncos question because you're very, very popular in Denver. You played there. You watch them. You have personnel. You have sourcing. So earlier this year, they're one of these teams that fool you because my eyes tell me when I look at their tight end size and their speed on the perimeter and even the backup Devon Miller, young edge rushers, I'm like, yeah, it's a good football team. And then I feel like there's some limitations at quarterback, although Teddy is throwing downfield more this year. And so I watched them just not beat Dallas, but I mean physically, it was not competitive. And my takeaway is, okay, what are they? Is Denver now is what, 5-4? Can you give me some truth serum on somebody that I would say at a network level, you know Denver better than anybody. What are they and what are they not this morning?
Well, I tend to agree with you. They've got some players back healthy. They made some trades. I think that their new general manager, George Payton, has done a great job. Weatherly from Minnesota, getting Young from the Rams. They drafted a young linebacker named Browning, who's actually stepped in and started to play pretty well the last couple of weeks. So, yeah, I think they've done a really good job with that. Teddy Bridgewater, he's one of the top completion percentage guys. He's throwing the ball down the field more. He's got more air yards per target than a bunch of quarterbacks in this league right now. So I do think talent-wise they have increased. I really look at, like, last week. It's easy. I'll say this. Their offensive coordinator sometimes loses sight of who they need to be. They need to be a physical football team. They need to run the ball. They need to take pressure off their quarterback. They need to be able to create explosive plays through play design off the play action. And it's easy to stay committed to doing that when you're racking up 7 yards, 8 yards a carry. The issue is when you're getting 2 and 3 yards per carry, how you tend to get away from that as an offense coordinator when two of your best players, arguably on your whole offense, are your two running backs in Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams. Yeah. So I really think one of the big issues here has been coaching more than it has been personnel in this particular season.
All right. Finally, so Aaron Rodgers missed a game and will not practice this week. And I said there are certain players, like Brady loves practice. Brady loves reps. Then there are other guys, Russell Wilson's that way. Then there are other guys that are a little more freewheeling, like Aaron, and part of me thinks, you know, Aaron's on these Zoom meetings. Aaron knows the game plan. You could insert Aaron into a game on Saturday, give him a walkthrough. I think he'd be fine. That's my interpretation. I don't know what Elway was when you played with him. I expect Green Bay, I like the matchup, to be fine offensively against Seattle. You tell me, all your years in the NFL, do you need Wednesday, Thursday, Friday practices? I mean, you were a Pro Bowl lineman. Do you need them?
Right. Every guy is different. You know, it really comes down to exactly what you said. Some guys are just rep hogs, and it's part of their routine, right? And when their routine gets screwed up, they either lose confidence or you know, they get out of their rhythm. I don't think Aaron Rodgers cares, you know, and I say that because he's just that good. And I tend to agree with you. Like, I think Aaron Rodgers go through the walkthrough on Saturday and just be fine on Sunday.
Yeah.
It all depends. Like, for me, I was hurt all the time. There's so many times I didn't even participate in the Friday walkthroughs. You know, I'd walk through on Saturday and play my best game on Sunday. But, you know, mentally I was going to be prepared. I went through everything, every step, everything that I wanted to do. I knew exactly what the game plan was. You know, I was, just very copious about taking the notes and making sure that I was ready to go. And then the game became easy. So I didn't need a lot of reps on, you know, Wednesday through Friday if I was hurt. So I just tend to feel like Aaron is that guy. Now, Peyton Manning, you're not getting a rep from Peyton Manning. He's taking 100% of them because I think most of it is because that's, you know, just the way he's wired. So it really has to do a lot with the way you're wired and how you gain your confidence.
Good stuff, Mark Schlereth. Good luck on the Bucks and Washington Sunday, 1 Eastern on Fox. We'll be watching. Thanks, buddy.
All right, man. Take care.
I like that term, rep hogs. Some guys just, they need it. Tony Dungy told me the story that when Tony took over in the Colts, Saturday was family day. So Saturday was family day. And Peyton Manning, obviously, is a family man. Peyton's like, no, we have another practice. We need more reps. And Tony's like, no, it's family day. I know the value of family, but just one more walkthrough. And Peyton really, that was him. He loved the prep. And Tony said, like, it was a funny back and forth, but he had to talk him into, you're more than prepared. Like, paralysis by analysis. But Peyton wanted those mental reps again and again and again. Some guys aren't like that. And by the way, Schlereth, Andrew Whitworth of the Rams, very good left tackle. He doesn't put pads on. I mean, he is a
Once you get to a certain point in your career, there's no value in that.
I'm a couple years away from just walking in here and talking with no prep.
Yeah, right.
It's like I'm 30 days out from that. I hope everybody's ready for it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet $5. That's it, $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net, with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prism, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Joy with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
That is just your nightmare. Us not being prepped for something and having to do like 10 minutes on what's better, pancakes or waffles.
So
it's obviously pancakes.
I used to have a nightmare in my 20s and 30s, 3 days a week, that I showed up for a final and didn't study. And I mean, it was, I had this puppy 3 days a week. It tormented me that I was not prepared.
I hate being, I do not enjoy at all the feeling of having to rush through something or do it without preparation.
I also had a nightmare for years that I was asked to do for a fundraiser 10 minutes of stand-up and had not prepared any jokes. It was so real that I would wake up and think, oh, I've done this. When did I do this? It was horrifying to me. So obviously the link here is I don't like being unprepared for stuff.
Yeah.
And just winging life.
There's certain things in life I can wing, you know, but Not a 3-hour radio television right. simulcast. So ever since he has officially requested a trade in late August, the Sixers and Ben Simmons, they've been in a standoff, and Charles Barkley thinks the Sixers only have themselves to blame.
They started off the season begging him to come back. So they have massaged him, Shaq. Then he because he wanted to get paid, he came back. Then he came back, and like I say, he started acting like a jerk, and they kicked him out. They gave him another chance. They said, okay, you said you got some issues. He said, no, I don't want to see your guys. They started finding him again. Now he's back. They've been over backwards to kiss this dude's ass. Now they start kicking his ass.
Well,
he's not wrong.
It's a very frustrating situation, I'm sure, for the Sixers and Ben Simmons. But I, in some ways, agree with Charles. It is the Sixers' fault. This is the same way that I feel about the Odell situation in Cleveland. The front office is the one who makes these decisions.
Yeah.
It is your job to ensure not only that you understand your personnel, what's going on around them, how they think, how they operate, and what's actually happening on the court. And when something is wrong, don't double down on it. It's fine. Sometimes you're just going to take a little heat, and in the end, you will be right.
I also think general managers don't want to look like they lose a trade, right? You don't want to have a trade. You gave Ben Simmons up for a bench player and a draft pick. He became a 7-time All-Star with the Warriors. So there is, like we've always said this before, it's much easier to trade a player you didn't draft. So for Daryl Morey, I feel like he's been very stern on, we're not giving him away. But I would say you didn't draft him. You inherited this headache.
Right.
And if it's so I always feel like if I didn't make the mistake, like in Cleveland, if they ever went and move off Baker, you're like, listen, it was good. We didn't draft him. It's, you know. So I feel like you can keep being rigid, but nobody's opinion on Ben Simmons until the trading deadline is changing. The only thing you hope for is there is a desperate team
right.
that is like, if we don't make a move for Simmons, our coaching staff could get fired. So will there be a desperate team by the trade deadline? Probably. They're probably.
Maybe, but that's the biggest point in what you said is nobody's changing their opinion of him at this point.
Yeah.
And the messier it gets, the more complicated it gets for other teams to bring him in. So you being rigid actually created a worse situation for that trade that you're trying to win.
Yeah.
So this is why they're in the situation now. Now, Shams Charania reported yesterday that Daryl Morey has had conversations with the Celtics about a Simmons trade. Now, they're not in a desperate situation as far as their coaching staff goes, but any deal for Simmons with the Celtics, according to Shams, would have to include Jaylen Brown. So it's still just an ongoing situation, and I just feel like it was not necessary for it to get this messy. Sometimes you just have to acknowledge that it wasn't working, and there's ways to make it public that you are acknowledging that it's not working, and that's why you're making the trade also. Like, you can play a little manipulation game in the media with fans as well. So on December 18th, Jake Paul will go head-to-head with Tommy Fury.
I cannot wait to watch this fight. I don't even care. I don't care if you think less of me. I can't wait to watch it.
Well, according to Paul, he has zero chance of losing this fight. He said, I think you're just born with it or something. I just can't lose. I've won my whole life at anything I decide to do. I don't see why I can't take over the sport of boxing and become one of the biggest prize fighters in the world. As a man facing another man in the ring, I am prepared to die. So going in knowing that gives you the ultimate confidence because I am not afraid of anything.
Well, I think he's going to win the fight. I do think he'll win the fight. There's another fight on the undercard of this.
Yeah, so Frank Gore.
Oh, my God, I can't wait.
Will be fighting Deron Williams.
Okay, I can't wait.
They are set for 4 rounds at a 215-pound limit. So it's a heavyweight fight. Frank Gore is 5'9". Williams is 6'3", I believe.
God, I cannot tell you.
Yes, 6'3".
Think less of me.
I don't think it's about think less. I don't. I mean, for some purists, it probably is. I enjoy entertainment and sports entertainment, which is what this is. Now, look, they are actually hitting each other. This is actually boxing.
Right.
But the only part that I would pull out of what Paul said, if I was going to be particular, if you want to be the biggest fighter in the world, you have to fight actual boxers.
Yes.
Now, Tommy Fury is a boxer.
Yeah.
He's 7-0, but he's also a reality TV star. And, like, I'm talking about guys who fight other boxers, not UFC. You are going to have to get in the ring with legitimate fighters. and win those fights and earn the respect of the purists if you're going to become that big of a boxing star. Yeah. Like, you can be a star, you can be a star athlete, but if you're going to cross over into that space where you're earning the respect of the purists, which I do think matters when you're talking about your reputation in this sport, and it's not just, you know, a spectacle, you have to do that. So I listen, I'm entertained by it. I don't hate it. I'm not like a Paul brother apologist. I'm just watching what's entertaining to me.
Hey, entertain me. When I turn on sports radio and I'm driving home for 12 minutes, just entertain me. I don't need the sports page. I can go read the LA Times. Entertain me for 11 minutes.
I think the Frank Gore fight is so interesting.
Fascinated by it.
So the NBA has issued a 1-game suspension to Nikola Jokic, as well as fines for Markieff Morris and Jimmy Butler. Morris delivered a hard foul to Jokic in the fourth quarter of Monday's game, and then Jokic pushed him in the back, and Morris was on the ground injured. Jokic was ejected. Morris was issued a flagrant foul. Jimmy Butler also received a technical foul. So now it's kind of spiraled. It's been a big argument on the internet.
Oh, boy.
Was it a cheap shot? Was it deserved? People are saying Jokic has every right to do this. I think that's absolutely absurd. Now, listen, did Morris hard foul him and was a flagrant foul? Yes, absolutely. That is the definition of a cheap shot, though, if you hit someone in the back.
Jimmy Butler got fined $30,000 for talking.
Well, he was like saying, let's go in the back. And
$30,000?
Look, NFL. You want to avoid people fighting? You want to avoid the entire Heat bench coming after Nikola Jokic? Put in very punitive penalties, and then you don't have to do taunting penalties and all that other nonsense. That's why that penalty is what it is. Yeah, that's what you're going to get. Well, the Jokic brothers apparently opened a Twitter account to respond to a tweet from Markieff Morris' brother, Marcus, and said, you should leave this the way it is instead of publicly threatening our brother. Your brother made a dirty play first. Not wrong. If you want to make a step further, be sure we will be waiting for you. Signed, Jokic Brothers. Markieff Morris respond, you got the right ones, believe that. So it's completely spiraling out of control now. It's not that deep. Like, was it a cheap shot by Jokic? Yes. Should he be doing that as a league MVP? Absolutely not. Was he hard fouled at the dirty foul first? Yes. These things happen. You can move on.
How do you know, when Butler was saying like this, how do you know he wasn't saying, I've created a new coffee company. Come on over to my house tomorrow and get some espresso.
He does love coffee. I do think there were enough people on the court to hear what he was saying. and I don't blame him. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a teammate. It's going to be a chippy game, though, when they play again in November, at the end of November in Miami.
Yeah.
The refs are going to have to establish really early in that game how that's going to go.
Good stuff. Joy with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Thank you to our friends at Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the 2024 Colin Cowherd draft coverage. Panini America delivers a premier collecting experience with the most sought-after NFL, NBA, FIFA, and WNBA trading cards. Whether you're chasing rookie sensations or collecting timeless legends, Panini's got it. Panini America is also breaking new ground in NIL, featuring some of the biggest names in college sports, like all-time NCAA scoring leader Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese, and many of the upcoming NFL and NBA first-round picks. If you're into cutting-edge digital collectibles, don't miss Panini's NFT platform at nft.paniniamerica.net with some of the first opportunities to collect this year's rookie class. Whether you're a collector of physical cards or a digital enthusiast, Panini has you covered. Check out the most popular trading card brands like Prizm, Select, Donruss, and more. For those NFL draft fans, get real-time trading cards after players are picked with Panini Instant Cards, celebrating the biggest sports moments on cards right after they happen. Visit PaniniAmerica.net or download the Panini Direct app today. Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Colin Cowherd draft coverage.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Faherty, founded by twin brothers. Family biz, make the best looking clothes. Lifetime guarantee, too. Faherty, 20% off with the code HERD. FahertyBrand.com/HERD. All right, so Joy and I are going to play a game called Are We Sure? I hear stories that come out. And I hear themes and narratives, and are we sure? Let's dig a little deeper, Joy.
Are we sure that Matt Nagy is a bad head coach?
No, I don't think we are sure. So he's never had a losing season in Chicago. And his quarterbacks have been Andy Dalton, Chase Daniel, Nick Foles, Mitch Trubisky, and now a rookie. The rookie, by the way, is getting significantly better every couple weeks. That's development. That's called coaching. He reached the playoffs in two of his first three seasons with those said quarterbacks. And again, isn't Mac Jones getting better week to week? Isn't Justin Fields getting better week to week? Well, how would that be? Coaching.
Are we sure Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback in his own division?
I don't think we are. Best quarterback is not most physically gifted. Justin Herbert is the one that's the first player in league history with 600-plus completions in his first 25 career starts, with a defensive coach and a coach now fired, and last year a bad offensive line. By the way, Mahomes has 10 picks and 12 giveaways this year. Only Sam Darnold's got more. Don't confuse most talented with best quarterback.
Are we sure the Cardinals aren't the best team in the NFC West?
Are we sure the Cardinals aren't?
Yes.
Well, I think they are the best team in the West. So would that be a no or a yes?
Are we sure they aren't? Then, yeah, that question's worded weirdly.
They are the best team. Okay, here's a great example. Last year, when Kyler Murray did not play, they were bad. They were 2-5 in those games, and they averaged 220 passing yards. Kyler Murray was out this weekend, and they were fantastic, taking a 17-0 lead on a desperate 49er team with a talented defense. This team can beat you physically, with speed, with finesse, and they have, with the addition of James Conner, an additional playmaker alongside Kyler Murray.
Are we sure Russell Wilson can still carry the Seahawks franchise?
Yes. Let's not forget, before Russell Wilson was hurt, he was averaging 9.6 yards per attempt. That led the NFL. He also had 11 total touchdowns and one interception. They're only three games out. None of us right now believe in the 49ers. It is absolutely possible right now at the bottom of the NFC to get a third team from the same division in. He can still carry the team.
Are we sure the Rams are that much better with Stafford over Goff?
Yes. Let's look at two numbers that matter. They lead the NFL in passing yards with 2,700, and they lead the NFL in passer rating. And by the way, what they got Stafford for was he was a more dynamic over-the-top thrower. He's got 23 TD passes this season already. Goff had 22 all of last year. So he'll make mistakes, but you got him for the big plays. And that's exactly what Matt Stafford has delivered.
Are we sure this is Big Ben's last year in Pittsburgh?
I think we are. First of all, Aaron Rodgers will potentially be in the market. Not only is he 39 years old, but there's a couple of numbers here that are very telling and don't think Pittsburgh isn't aware of them. He's averaging 248 yards passing this year, the lowest in 13 years for Ben. And by the way, it's not because they don't have good receiving targets or a great rookie tight end. The targets are fine. Secondly, he's averaging 6.6 yards per attempt. That's the lowest by any quarterback in the NFL with a winning record. So there are a couple of metrics is that we know visually he's not overly mobile. But they have a Pro Bowl-level young tight end, two excellent wide receivers, a decent third, an improving offensive line, and his metrics are bad.
Are we sure the Browns aren't the worst team in the AFC North?
Yes, we're sure. Again, let's go to the data and look at a couple of things that really matter. The Browns have the best yardage differential in their division, the AFC North, meaning they're generally controlling the clock, they're being more productive, and also they're the only team in the league to rank top three in rushing yards per game and total defense this season. That's important. Those are things Vegas looks at. This is a very good football team in Cleveland, and it's easily the best team not currently in the playoffs. And they're going to go to New England, and they're going to win this weekend because they have a significantly more dynamic roster. And at this point, it can certainly be argued a better quarterback. Baker over Mac Jones. If you ever wanted to make your home feel safer, no better time than now. SimpliSafe giving listeners 50% off their award-winning home security. SimpliSafeColin.com. And feel your best with M-Drive. Want to lose weight? Try their protein powder. It's good. Chocolate and orange. It's called M-Drive Lean, backed by real science to lose weight. Visit mdriveformen.com. All right, we're done today. Good stuff. Nick Wright, Joel Klatt, Mark Schlereth. Absolute money. Schlereth says it's not a player issue in Denver. It is a coaching issue in Denver. Between the coordinator and the head coach, sort that out. Good stuff. We'll see you tomorrow in L.A. Joy's going to the Lakers game. It's the Herd. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Dakovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Dakovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Dakovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Dakovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. I love it. If you can't make it to a store,
Just visit Tecovas.com. Stores are great, but it's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.